The trial comes at a time when much of Minneapolis is on edge after a summer of unrest, and one part of the city has been significantly transformed. This has been called George Floyd Square. It's a memorial site in South Minneapolis. It was created at the corner where Floyd died. Community members set up a makeshift barricade to block traffic. The city eventually replaced that with concrete barriers, and while they have pledged to reopen the intersection following the trial, now some activists have taken over that square, declaring it an autonomous zone. It's also been a hotbed for violent crime in recent months, certainly in recent days, and activists are not letting police inside. Earlier this week, our News Nation reporter Brian Enten went to the outskirts of that George Floyd Square, where he was confronted and then threatened by two people inside the zone. It's a video that has since gone viral. Take a look.
This area behind me is the George Floyd Memorial. This is where George Floyd was killed back in May. Take a look. These barricades have been set up by protesters and supporters of the movement. They don't allow anyone in, not even the police. It's called an autonomous zone.
You're going to be in a bad situation here in a second.
Oh, I thought if we were on this side of the barricade.
No. You're going to be in a bad situation in a second.
What do you mean by that?
Because you've been
situation?
Called out for what you are, and you need to get out of here.
Please go.
You know what you are. You need to get in your car and go.
We're just media.
I don't give a who you are. You've been called out for who you are. You need to get in your car and go.
Brian Enten joins us tonight to talk about this encounter. Brian, walk us through exactly what was happening. We could partially hear what was said.
Yeah, Marnie, well, we were there obviously covering the Derek Chauvin trial. There was a break in court, so we decided to go out to see the George Floyd Memorial, which is about 15 minutes from downtown. We got out there. I immediately noticed I'd heard that it was this autonomous zone, but it's really not just a block. It's like a six-block area that these activists have closed off. They've got barricades. They've also got these makeshift almost guard huts that they've set up. So I walked inside that zone hoping we could get some video of the Floyd Memorial. That's when two people approached me, said we needed to get out right away or that things could turn bad, in their words. So we walked out. We decided it wasn't worth the risk. We'd just get our video from on the other side of the barricade. And that's when that exchange happened, Marty.
Brian, I know as a reporter, you've been in some precarious situations. Walk us through how you were feeling in that moment, feeling threatened, fearful.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like we had a right to be there, and obviously we did. It's a public street. It's a public area. It's a neighborhood, and I was frustrated that they were trying to kick us out, but we needed to get back to the trial. Also, I had heard from people outside the courtroom on the streets in downtown Minneapolis who had said that people in that area in the autonomous zone were sometimes armed, so we didn't really want to take any chances after they tried to intimidate us, so we felt it was probably safest to just leave at that point.
And Brian, I'm almost out of time, but I do want to ask you about the businesses and people who live in that area, because as we saw in Seattle months ago, the mayor was criticized for not coming in and removing the people in the autonomous zone after it did become dangerous. So what is the plan here, and what's the impact on the people who live and work right there?
The plan is, the city of Minneapolis says eventually they want to open up that area. How that will happen, I don't know, after the trial. But the people who live there are upset, Marnie, many of them at least. There's businesses, there's restaurants, there's stores, there's homes. I mean, it's literally like a six-block area. People can't even get to their homes. People can't get to the stores. So a lot of people in that area just frustrated that this has gone on and for so long there.
Well, we appreciate your reporting as always, Brian. And by the way, that video is on our website, newsnationnow.com. Brian, thank you.